My kingdom is not of this world. Art thou the king of heaven? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am king. For this cause I was born, for this cause came I into this world, and I shall bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. The Lord bless the reading of his word. From sea to shining sea they had come. The temples of the walls emptied. The faithful gathered in Colosseums to watch college gladiators do battle. When the scarlet shirts defeated the maize and blue, and the green shirts in a circle, whilst the men brought the Christians versus the Spartans. Some will win, some will shout hallelujah, but the Christians win. Pundits will gather about their tables extolling the virtues of the coaches and the players. But Cullen, who was a former red linebacker for the Dolphins, his former coach showed her and asked him to do some recruiting for him. Much as your coach, what kind of player are you looking for? Cullen said, well, there's a fellow out there, and he's knocking down and he stays down. We don't want him. And there's that fellow that you're knocked down, and he gets up, and you're knocked down, and he stays down. Mike said, you don't want him either. Coach said, well, there's that fellow you're knocked down, and he gets up, and you're knocked down, and he gets up, and you're knocked down, and he gets up. He said, oh, that's the guy you want, right, coach? No, don't want him either. How about you find that guy who's knocking everybody down? Scouts follow certain players in order to seek the next big star. A Peyton Manning, a Michael Jordan, who was serving the Williams. So here was Samuel. The popular king Saul had failed in the eyes of God. He was to do battle with the Philistines, who had numerous chariots, troops, and all. And he was instructed by the Lord to wait 7 days for Samuel. By the time the seventh day had arrived, and the Israelites had looked out at all of these troops gathered before them, they began to scatter. He was all feared by God. So he decided, well, we'll have a burnt offering. So they called the burnt offering, and he offered it. And then Samuel showed up. Oh, you have disobeyed the Lord. You see, Saul made his choice based on fear. When things got tough, he acted without seeking God's blessing. So Samuel had to seek another king. Scripture reminds us God doesn't get obvious choices. Moses stuttered, Jacob lied, Abraham was old. That's not a man. Jonah ran from God, John was self righteous, Timothy had ulcers, Thomas doubted, and Martha was a worried one. Samuel did as the Lord required, and he had Jesse bring his seven sons. But when they were all presented, God still wasn't pleased, so he said, is that it? Do you have any more? And the whole idea of the youngest one's out there in the field with the sheep. Well, pull everything, go get it. He brought him in. And God took one look at David's heart. And Samuel was to anoint him the king. And wasn't king yet. He entered the palace as a servant. This gifted writer of the Psalms would be called upon to serve Saul and ease that troubled spirit that had been given to him by God. Goliath looked over David, saw that he was a boy, and how did he look handsome, and he despised him. But Goliath was but a stone's throw away from defeat. David had two essential qualities, humility and holiness. Now today, David has, our David, has given me the responsibility of putting together all of the various components, the curtain and the tartan, the history of the Presbyterian Church, the story of David and his calling, and Christ the King Sunday. Mixed all together into one. So today, the world celebrates Christ the King Sunday. We originated as a response from the church to a society that was beset with destructive forces. Because the equality of the humanity of humankind is wrong. Today, as we celebrate Christ, Lord of glory, we find ourselves once again in the midst of gloom and doom, crises, seeking survival. Africa the Middle East once such turmoil. While some shout to wake up, others experience the breakdown of the family, the social problem that is plaguing our world's cultures. We were told that the root cause of poverty in America was able to be solved with money, and we spent $5 trillion on the war on poverty. But the problem was education. We spent billions more. But we still cause me to get it right. Except the problem is the absence of the family, the absence of marriage, the failure to form intact families. It's the age of personal options. It's whatever makes me feel good. Doing my thing. The 1998 Fox report, 65% of Americans said children were important for a successful marriage. Today, only 41% agree. In Spain, birth rates are lower than they were in the 18th century. 30% of German women say they do not intend to have children, while 50% of Taiwanese women say no. A global phenomenon has been analyzed in a report called The Rise of Familialism. Their explanation, people are less religious, there's great pessimism in the world, there's greater economic stress in the world. The books concluded, people are not better off when they're given maximum personal freedom to do whatever it is they want to do. They're better off when they're enshrouded in commitments, transcending personal choices, family, God, craft, country. The surest way to bind them together is through family. So we gather this morning to celebrate this family of faith. The greatest home, or symbols are family commitment, some grand piece of cardinal picture. Just the presence in the sanctuary is important because the family has gathered to receive God's blessing. In the Gospel of John, Pilate asked Jesus, "Are you the King of the Jews?" And Jesus said, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified." And it's unfolded to that purpose. But John wanted all to understand the purpose of the events. The trial of Jesus is a long story in the Gospel of John, 7 episodes. But here in the second one, Pilate is a tragic, comical figure. He struggles back and forth between Jesus and the Jews in the crowd. He shouts to his authority, but he performs it here. Pilate asks Jesus, "What is truth?" And he turns to the crowd, "Do I release your king?" Christ the King is ruler over his people. Gathered today in his church, his body. In America, there are 370,558 churches. 500,000 are named servants. On our planet, over 2 billion people confess Jesus Christ as Lord and King. This church that Christ rules, according to John Calvin, is one in which the gospel is proclaimed and the sacraments rightly administered. Luther said he who wants to find Christ must find the church. Cyprian in the 4th century declared, "Outside the church there is no salvation." The kingdom of God does not come in one dramatic act sometime in the future. It comes in every moment of our thanksgiving, in every experience of the Holy Spirit. The old Philip suggested, "The hope of human kind lies in the here and the now." Wherever the eternal appears in time and history, we experience the presence of God. Conflict of conscience, in moments of peace, in serious moral command. The issue today in our culture is character. Paul Farmer noted, "I'm no biblical scholar, but I can't recall a passage in the Bible that says, 'Thus saith the Lord, everyone is entitled to his own opinion.' I don't believe that Christ ever responded to his critics, 'Though I do not agree, yours is a valid interpretation.'" We do not read these things because if one believes that there is truth, then one takes that seriously. We experience the kingdom of God when we experience that truth. When we know this is a holy place, a holy time. I do what answer was never as Fox described it, though I read the scriptures that spoke of God and of Christ, yet I know him not by revelation. As he told me, the key is open, and as the Father of life promised to his Son by Spirit, then the Lord did he get all. Let me see his love. That love let me see myself as I was without him. In response to the question, who is your king? Deborah Martinez sang the song. For all these times you stood by me, for all the truth that you made me see, for the joy you brought to my life, for all the wrong that you made right, for every dream you made come true, for all the love I found in you, I'll be forever thankful. You're the one who helped me up, never let me fall. You're the one who saw me through it all. You gave me wings and made me fly. You touched my head like you touched the sky. I lost my faith and gave it back. You stood by me and I stood tall. I had your love, I had it all. I'm grateful for it today you gave me. Maybe I don't know much, but I know this much is true. I was blessed because I was by you. Today we are celebrating the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Remember the cost of discipleship. For those covenanters in Scotland who had to push guards at the doors of the church to ward off government forces, the Christians in Adolf Hitler, or Stalin, or Mao, or Al Qaeda, or the Muslim Brotherhood, to the largest number of martyrs and Christian martyrs we have ever lost in all of history this year. Today, my friends, God is doing some scouting of his own. Chronicles records, the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him. God has chosen you. Now, receive his blessing. Blessing upon all of our families. Oh, help us to make our generation one